Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. We've got a packed show for you today, covering 15 stories from across the AI landscape. Let's dive right into our top story, starting with some fascinating independent research. An independent researcher, Douglas Yao, has synthesized a novel Alzheimer's compound using AI tools right in his garage.
That's truly remarkable, Paul. He used Claude Code and OpenTrons to create PAC-832, which is actually the first selective GalR1 antagonist. It really shows the power of making advanced tools accessible.
Absolutely, Jane. Moving on, Andrew Curran is predicting some big regulatory news next week. He believes both Fable 5 and GPT 5.6 will receive regulatory release approval.
That's an interesting prediction, Paul. Especially since compliance with these guidelines is currently voluntary. It'll be key to see if this voluntary compliance is enough to satisfy regulators or if more stringent measures are on the horizon.
Indeed. And speaking of new models, Sam Altman has been teasing a frontier AI model with some incredible performance. He says it will reach 750 tokens per second with a planned July release.
750 tokens per second is seriously fast, Paul. But it makes the very next story even more surprising. OpenAI is reportedly limiting the GPT 5.6 rollout after a government request. You know, Jane, this feels like a significant development. First Mythos, now GPT 5.6. It makes you wonder if it's hype before an IPO, or if they've just shot themselves in the foot regarding advanced online models. I agree, Paul. This really highlights the growing importance of local large language models. It also, perhaps ironically, creates an advantage for regions like China, who didn't have to do much themselves to see this kind of market shift. That's a very insightful point, Jane. Now, for something on the technical innovation front, Princeton researchers have developed AI to design advanced radio chips. These are chips that humans couldn't even imagine. This is a massive breakthrough, Paul. Radio frequency integrated circuit design is often called a dark art because of its complexity, limiting progress in areas like 5G and autonomous vehicles. AI can now rapidly create these from scratch, achieving record performance. That's truly incredible. And on the topic of speed, we're seeing improvements in inference speed across the board. Llama.cpp has integrated D-Flash speculative decoding for up to an 8x speedup, and DeepSeek also released DSpark, boosting DeepSeek v4 speed by up to 85%. These speculative decoding frameworks are game changers for local inference, Paul. They allow models to generate a block of candidate tokens in a single pass, drastically reducing the time it takes to get responses from large language models. Shifting gears a bit, there's a growing debate around AI model restrictions. Systems architect Daniel Jeffries warns that sudden restrictions on frontier AI models could spark an open-source rebellion. And on the other side, Anthropic CEO Dorio Amadeus argues that open weights models aren't true open source, which is prompting a lot of pushback from technical builders. They counter that open weights models at least allow for local inspection, which is a key benefit.
It's a complex discussion, Jane. And speaking of Anthropic, the Trump administration is reportedly close to lifting restrictions on Anthropic's Fable 5 after a 15-day security outage. The Pentagon and NSA still need to grant final clearance, though. This really underscores the shifting political and security landscape surrounding advanced AI models, Paul. The back and forth on these restrictions shows how governments are grappling with both the potential and the risks.
Absolutely.
Finally, on the medical front, GPT 5.5 Pro achieved 79% on a medical benchmark, but Eric Topol notes it's still below the clinical deployment threshold. Solfont also released MedMark's version 1.0 to automate medical evaluations.
That's good progress, Paul, but 79% means there's still a significant margin for error in critical medical contexts. It highlights the need for continued rigorous testing and development before widespread clinical use.
Indeed, Jane. And that's the Merge Sort AI Digest for June 28th, 2026. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time.